आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट टू लॉन्च 12th ट्रांच ऑफ कमर्शियल कोल माइन ऑक्शंस इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। नेशनल कमीशन फॉर वुमेन टू ओपन प्री मैरिटल काउंसलिंग सेंटर इन एवरी डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ द कंट्री। NDA MPs from Bihar meet in New Delhi to discuss upcoming assembly elections in the state. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and China are trying to rebuild ties damaged by 2020 Galwan Valley clashes. IMD forecasts heavy rain and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir today. Heavy rain also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Punjab. And Khelo India Para Games 2025 to conclude with a grand closing ceremony in New Delhi this evening. And now the news in detail. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has said that it will open a premarital counselling centre in every district of the country. Talking to the media in Patna, NCW chairperson Vijay Rahatkar said this is a new initiative of the commission launched on International Women's Day this year. She said 23 such centres have been opened in 11 states so far. The chairperson said these counselling centres will be opened at government spaces and it will be operated under the supervision of district or municipal bodies. Ms. Rahatkar said these premarital centres will help those couples who are going to tie the knot. The chairperson said at the centre, council will provide help regarding social, psychology and behavioural aspects of marriage. She added that rising marital disputes, divorce cases, failure of marriages are issues of concern as joint families are disintegrating into nuclear families.
ये जो प्री मैरिटल कम्युनिकेशन सेंटर्स है, इस सेंटर्स में इन सभी विषयों की चर्चा होगी, बात होगी, जिसकी वजह से हमारे बच्चे अपनी जिम्मेदारी, अपना भविष्य को बहुत अच्छे तरीके से समझ पाएंगे और उस तरीके से खुद को मोल्ड भी करेंगे। इस तरीके से प्रयास हमने किया है।
NDA MPs from Bihar met at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi over dinner yesterday. BJP President JP Nadda, senior leaders of JDU, LJP Ram Vilas, Hindustan Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha attended the meeting along with BJP MP from Bihar. The meeting, which took place ahead of the Bihar Assembly poll scheduled later this year, was intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Later, in a social media post, Union Minister and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan said that the strategies for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections were discussed during the meeting. Union Minister Giriraj Singh from BJP, Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh from JDU, Union Minister Jitin Ram Manji from HUM and RLM Chief Upendra Kushwaha also attended the meeting. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India and China are trying to rebuild the ties damaged by the Galwan Valley clashes of 2020, as a tense relationship will not serve either side. Dr. Jaishankar said differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kwang Wang Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi.
What happened in 2020 was actually very traumatic for the relationship. It wasn't just the bloodshed, it was the disregard of written agreements. Because this isn't a grey area we are talking about. I mean, the departure from the terms of what was agreed to was very sharp and very substantial. We are still dealing with some parts of this. But we also felt that the way forward was to find a negotiated outcome, and that's what we've been trying to do since 2020.
Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that since October last year, relations between the two countries have seen more improvement, with both nations working on various aspects of their ties. He said that India and China do compete on many issues, but because they compete doesn't mean that there should be a conflict between the two countries. External Affairs Minister said that India and the US are holding very active and intense discussions on trade. He added that New Delhi is also looking at boosting its energy ties with the US and making sure that there's a stable, reasonable, predictable energy environment that is something crucial to India's long-term growth and development. Dr. Jaishankar said that on trade, they had a very open discussion, and it is the result of the decision by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Trump to have a bilateral trade agreement by fall this year.
On trade, we had a very open discussion, and the result of that discussion was that the Prime Minister and the President agreed that we would conclude, you rightly said, not a free trade agreement, but a bilateral trade agreement by fall this year. And that is what is currently under discussion.
On strategic ties with the US, Dr. Jaishankar said, New Delhi is certainly expecting a more substantial and higher quality defense relationship under the Trump administration. He also talked about India's ongoing discussions for separate free trade pacts with the European Union and the United Kingdom. He said these agreements are very serious and they are quite advanced. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. In Maharashtra, under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, a review meeting of the Public Health Department was held in Mumbai yesterday. It was attended by Medical Education Minister Hasan Mushrif, Public Health Minister Prakash Abhitkar, Minister of State for Health Meghna Bordekar, and Chief Secretary Sujata Sonic. Chief Minister Fadnavis said that citizens across the state should have access to quality healthcare facilities within a 5-kilometer radius. More details from our correspondent.
Chief Minister emphasized the need for better coordination between the public health and medical education departments. He said that outdated process should be revised and maximum treatment should be available at primary health centers. He further said that on the lines of Tamil Nadu state, 13th healthcare services should be provided in Maharashtra's all primary health centers. The state government aims to provide affordable and easily accessible healthcare services. Authorities have been instructed to conduct a comprehensive study and submit immediate reports for implementation. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
US President Donald Trump has declared a 25% tariff on all imported vehicles entering the United States. The new import taxes will go into effect on April 2nd, the same date he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs aimed at the countries responsible for the bulk of the US trade deficit. Trump said the measure aims to incentivize car manufacturers to establish more production facilities within U.S. borders.
And what we're going to be doing is a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States. If they're made in the United States, there's absolutely no tariff. We start off with a 2.5% base, which is what we were at, and we go to 25%.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir today. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms is also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and some parts of Punjab today. Light to moderate rainfall is expected in Ladakh, Gilgit, Balbistan, Muzaffarabad, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow and on Saturday. IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said hot and humid weather conditions will prevail in isolated areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam over the next 3 days. According to the IMD, maximum temperatures are expected to rise gradually by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the plains of northwest India during the next 2 days and then fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius thereafter. Odisha is expected to witness a heat wave on Saturday and Sunday. The Khelo India Para Games 2025 is set to conclude with a grand closing ceremony this evening, marking the culmination of an inspiring and action-packed sporting event. We have a report.
Organized by the Sports Authority of India, the ceremony will be graced by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse. The 8-day championship witnessed participation from more than 1,300 para-athletes competing across 6 sports, including para-archery, para-athletics, para-badminton, para-powerlifting, para-shooting and para-table tennis. In the IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 8 wickets at Guwahati last night. Kolkata Knight Riders surpassed a target of 152 runs, scoring 153 runs for 2 wickets in only 17.3 overs. Quinton de Kock struck a magnificent 97 not out from 61 balls, anchoring KKR's chase to perfection. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Lucknow Super Giants at Hyderabad. Indian wrestlers continued their good run on the second day of the Senior Asian Wrestling Championship 2025, with Nitesh clinching the second bronze medal for the country in Amman, Jordan. With this win, he added another bronze medal to the one that Sunil Kumar had won in the men's 87 kg. Nitesh handed Aman Berdi Agamamedov of Turkmenistan a dominant 9-0 defeat in the Greco-Roman category. Moving on to squash, India's Anhat Singh, Joshan Achinappa and Abe Singh have stormed into the semi-final of Indian Open. Anhat will take on former Asian champion Joshan Achinappa in the women's semi-final clash, while Abe Singh will be up against Egypt's Karim El Hamami in the men's semi-finals today. With Sanyukta Yadav, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State for Defence, Sanjay Seth, flagged off joint expeditions to Mount Kanchenjunga and Mount Everest from South Block in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Seth described the mission as not just about reaching the top of the world, but showcasing India's mountaineering excellence and leadership in adventure sports. He noted that India is fast emerging as a powerhouse in the global adventure sports arena and mountaineering institutions under the Ministry of Defence. He expressed confidence in the team's abilities and highlighted the expedition's significance. Mr. Seth further emphasized that mountaineering institutes have been at the forefront of training and inspiring their youth, truly embodying the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to foster self-reliance, resilience and a fearless spirit among the young minds. Over 7.5 lakh pilgrims have registered for Chardham and Hemkund Sahib Yatra 2025 so far using Aadhaar authentication. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that the move is expected to help curb duplicity of registration, allowing more pilgrims the opportunity of carrying out the Yatra. Aadhaar-based digital verification is expected to make the registration process faster and reduce paperwork. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. In the backdrop of the April 2 deadline, trade officials from the US indicate US won't club India with China and Canada on tariffs. This is the lead headline in the Hindustan Times. The statement writes, rape bid case ruling, SC pulls up Allahabad High Court. Observations are unknown to tenets of law, showing human approach, says the Supreme Court. Quoting the Finance Ministry, the Hindu Business Line headline reads, higher crop output estimates may ease food inflation. Quoting the Niti Aayog CEO, the Indian Express notes, not enough medium-sized firms in India, structural problem. Government cracks whip on sale of books, school uniforms, says can't force purchase from specific vendor, issues norms, mentions the Times of India. And finally, capturing the beauty of 74 exquisite varieties of tulips, newspapers The Pioneer, The Indian Express carry beautiful pictures of the blooming Indira Gandhi Memorial Tulip Garden in Srinagar. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to launch 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. National Commission for Women to open premarital counselling centre in every district of the country. NDA MPs from Bihar meet in New Delhi to discuss upcoming assembly elections in the state. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and China are trying to rebuild ties damaged by 2020 Galwan Valley clashes. IMD forecasts heavy rain and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir today. Heavy rain also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Punjab. And Khelo India Para Games 2025 to conclude with a grand closing ceremony in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.